From Tidbits on December 8th, 2014, this is Bring iPhone Slow-Mo Videos Back Up to Speed, written by Jeff Carlson. The slow-mo video capture mode on the iPhone 5S and later, and on the iPad Air 2, is a fun way to slow time. One Tidbits reader discovered, however, that it isn't always welcome. The canonical way to switch between modes in the camera app is to swipe the mode names, but you can also swipe anywhere on the screen. It's a neat tip, but it also means that it's easy to change modes accidentally. If you inadvertently switched to slow-mo mode when you meant to use video mode, or if you shot some slow-motion video that you want to convert to real-time, here's a workaround. But wait, why a workaround? Surely it's possible to remove the slow-mo effect, right? Yes. When viewing a slow-mo video in the Photos app, tap the screen to view the film strip and the playhead, which is the progress bar that you can drag to scrub through the video. Beneath the film strip is the slow-mo control that determines when the effect begins and ends. Drag the leftmost slow-mo handle all the way to the right. When you play the video, the slow motion disappears. The problem is that you can't then save the real-time version of the movie. The Photos app considers it the same movie, just with different slow-mo points. At this point, I have to interject. Shortly after publishing this article, I learned about a free app that can do exactly what we're looking for. Using Slow Fast Slow by Studio Neat, you can open a slow-mo video and then export it straight away. The default is to start with the video in real time. The app enables you to set speed points along the video's timeline, slowing down or speeding up the footage smoothly. In light of this development, please consider the following iMovie workaround an interesting diversion, or a curious introduction to some of iMovie's advanced features. Now, back to the article. Instead, you need to take a trip through the iMovie for iOS app. Create a new project, import your clip, remove the slow motion effect, and save the new version. This workaround isn't especially pretty, but it works. Don't let the number of steps scare you off. Step 1. Open the iMovie app and create a new project by tapping the plus button and choosing Movie versus Trailer as the type. 2. Choose the simple template if it's not already front and center and tap Create. 3. Tap the Media button, which is an icon of a film strip and a music note. Step 4. Locate the clip, probably by tapping Recently Added or All. Step 5. Tap the clip to select it, and then tap the down-facing arrow to add it to your project. 6. Tap the clip in the timeline, which reveals editing tools. 7. Tap the speed icon, which is second from left. 8. Tap the reset button at right, which removes the slow motion effect. 9. Tap the less than button at the top left to go to the project's information screen. 10. Tap the Share button with the upward-facing arrow. And 11, scroll down if necessary and tap the Save Video button. The new video clip, without the speed effect, appears in your photo library. Excuse me. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Carlson. Thanks for listening.